Protecting Minors Online, Examining New York's Safe for Kids Act, Trellis Law Blog for March 25th, 2024, written by Anka Mason. In an era where digital consumption is at an all-time high, the protection of minors on online platforms has become of paramount concern. New York's recent legislative proposal, the Stop Addictive Feeds Exploitation or Safe for Kids Act, introduced by Senator Gonardis, is one such proposal that signifies a pivotal move towards safeguarding young users from potentially harmful digital content. Today, we take a closer look at the impetus for this and other such laws. On May 14th, 2022, Peyton Gendron, a teenager, tragically traveled over 200 miles to commit a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 people. According to the complaint, this horrifying act was the culmination of Gendron's radicalization, significantly influenced by his prolonged exposure to addictive social media platforms. These platforms are alleged to have been designed to exploit the dopamine reward pathway in the brain, making use particularly addictive to teenagers whose brains are still developing. Social media's addictive nature has been identified in multiple complaints as crucial for the platform's financial success, as it ensnares users, leading to prolonged engagement and consequently maximized profits. Gendron's descent into racism and the subsequent attack were by his admission facilitated by his addiction to these platforms, which lured him into a dangerous psychological vortex. The since-convicted killer is said to have used various social media platforms alleged to be inherently defective in their design and marketing, platforms that exposed him to a constant barrage of racist and white supremacist propaganda, contributing significantly to his radical actions. The complaint filed in the Supreme Court of the State of New York, County of Erie, by lead plaintiff Kimberly Saltar, alleges that Meta Platforms, Inc., formerly Facebook, Inc., and other defendants contributed to the radicalization of Gendron, leading to harmful consequences, including deaths and injuries of plaintiff's family members. Meta, for its part, filed a motion to dismiss, claiming insufficient linkage between their actions and the harm suffered by the plaintiffs. Meta is accused of downplaying its role in the shooter's actions and ignoring plaintiffs' allegations. Plaintiffs have urged the court to disregard Meta's attempts to challenge the allegations using the terms of use and community guidelines of their platforms. Actions in the aftermath. The Safe for Kids Act. The Saltar complaint is one of a number of state and federal civil actions that have led to the Stop Addictive Feeds Exploitation or Safe for Kids Act bill, which seeks to amend the general business law in New York to combat what lawmakers have called addictive feeds. According to the act, the term addictive feed encompasses any part of a website, online service application, or mobile application that prioritizes user-generated content based on user or device information. To address this, the act proposes stringent measures, including age verification, parental consent for minors, and specific content and notification management protocols. Should the act become law, digital platform operators will face the need for substantial technical and operational adjustments. Age verification technologies and consent management platforms will become essential tools for compliance, necessitating a potential overhaul of existing systems and algorithms. The introduction of these measures is likely to increase operational costs significantly. Platforms will need to invest in new technologies, adjust their algorithms, and possibly engage in legal consultations to ensure full compliance. Moreover, failure to adhere to the law when enacted could lead to substantial penalties, legal actions by the state or individuals, and demands for restitution and disgorgement of profits. Indeed, according to ALM.com's New York Law Journal post, quote, if the bill is approved, New York's AG would be empowered to bring lawsuits enjoining the platforms or seek damages or civil penalties up to $5,000 per violation, end quote. A cultural shift towards regulated digital environments. The possible enactment of the Safe for Kids Act could herald a cultural shift towards more regulated online environments for minors. It underscores a growing societal concern over the way digital media negatively impacts the well-being of young individuals and reflects a commitment to prioritizing mental health over unrestricted access to digital content. If successful, New York's legislative initiative could serve as a blueprint for other states or even at the federal level, potentially leading to widespread changes in digital content regulation for minors across the United States. Indeed, similar proposed bills have already catalyzed a national conversation on the role of digital platforms in safeguarding the mental health and development of young users. The demand for age verification and parental consent technologies is likely to rise, driving innovation in this sector. As digital platforms seek to comply with new regulations, we may witness the development of more sophisticated solutions to accurately determine users' ages and manage consent in a user-friendly manner. With its potential to inspire similar legislative efforts elsewhere, the Act represents a pivotal moment in the ongoing discussion over the role of technology in our lives and the need for responsible digital citizenship. Interested in updates on social media lawsuits? Check out Trellis. Trellis is an AI-driven state trial court research and analytics platform. We make the fragmented U.S. state trial court system searchable through a single interface, offering comprehensive insights into judges, cases, and opposing counsel. Effortlessly track lawsuits across states and stay updated with ongoing litigation documents. Request a demo today and elevate your legal practice with our intuitive analytics and APIs.